Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You want to visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that address is MVPinsure.us. Again, that's MVPinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. Again, that's MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. Well, here in western Michigan, we have been spared from snow with very little happening between October and the first week of January. Yesterday, however, it seemed like we got the entire month of November snowfall all at once, and they are predicting on Friday and Saturday a major storm that could dump almost 14 inches of snow within a 24-hour period. Hopefully you listened to our previous podcast on preparing your home for winter. Now today we're going to look at a couple of articles from Family Handyman with tips to help you remove snow safely from around your home. Now, I've got tips for if you're going to be using a snow shovel, and I've got snowblower tips as well. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right of that blog, there is a search bar. If you type in Snow Removal Tips 2024, it will bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with links to the two articles from Family Handyman. Now, again, I'm only going to share a few tips from each of the articles. They've got a ton of tips. They've got tips on how to make your own ice melter. Lots of information. So, again, I only want to share you, I want to hit the, as it were, tip of the iceberg with these articles so that you can go and read the full articles from the Family Handyman. Now, if you're removing snow with a snow shovel, here are some tips to keep in mind. Ergonomics and cooking spray. If you're going to be using a snow shovel, of course, you check to make sure it's in good condition last fall when preparing your home. And if you go back through our podcast, you'll come across to preparing your home for winter or winterizing your home. We do talk about getting your snowblower and your snow shovels and equipment ready to go. Now, Family Handyman recommends the using of a shovel with an ergonomic handle, which will put less pressure and strain on your back and knees. That's the kind that's got the, you know, got the bend in it, the kink in it, so you're not bending all the way over when you're lifting snow. It's really good to have that ergonomic. I've got one that I use when we've got light snow and I don't want to feel like pulling out the snowblower. I do have an ergonomic one, and that works really, really well. Again, it just puts less pressure and strain on your back and your knees, which is a good thing. I'm getting older. I turned 50 last year, so I'm not ashamed of that. But again, I'm not I'm no more as in good a shape as I was when I was in my 20s, let's say that. So time has caught up with me, and so I find using an ergonomic handle is a lot better than using the straight handle shovels. Now, they also recommend spraying the shovel with cooking spray to help the snow slide off, and that's a great tip. I had not thought of that before. I've not heard of that before until I read this article from Family Handyman. I always hate that when I go to a snow shovel and you go to dump it and there's still some snow left on the thing and I have to bang it on the ground to get it to fall off. But by spraying the snow shovel scoop with cooking spray, it'll help the snow just slide right off, so you're not constantly having to bang it on the ground and deal with all that. So again, get yourself an ergonomic snow shovel and then spray the scoop with cooking spray to help the snow slide right off. Now this one is an interesting one too. I've never heard of this, but it makes sense to me. Use sand or kitty litter as you shovel. Now this isn't after you shovel, it's as you shovel. Spread some sand or kitty litter where you're working to give your feet some traction as you're clearing the driveway or sidewalk. I can't tell you how many times that I've slipped and almost fallen just because my feet don't have any traction. But here, you know, you get yourself a bucket of sand, you have it right there. You do your little bit. You just get a scoop and you spread out some sand or you spread out some kitty litter. You have it right by you, ready to go. Makes a lot of sense, and it will definitely, I'm sure it will give your feet some traction, and it'll cut down on potential slip and falls when you're out there shoveling. Now, this last one, I think I did it last year when we got dumped on really bad. Schedule your removal. Many make the mistake of waiting until the snow is done falling before taking on the task of removing it. I've done this in the past. I've waited until all the snow is done. And, you know, one year we ended up with almost 3 feet of snow in our driveway. And it took a good 2 days to dig out. Thankfully, it was over a weekend, but it took a good 2 days to dig out. We didn't have a snow blower at the time, I was having to shovel it. And so it took about 2 days to shovel it. This last year when we had, a huge, we ended up getting, we got like 18 inches within a 24-hour, 48 period. But I did take this tip. I went out and I snowblowed once. As it was coming down, I snowblowed right in the beginning when we had about, 6 inches on the ground or so. And then I came back a couple hours later and we got another, 4 inches, 3-4 inches, went and did that. So I did it in stages, and that really, really helped out. Yeah, you're out there for, technically you're out there for longer periods of time because you're, having to go out there every couple hours to do it. But it's definitely going to help your back and knees, especially if you've only got a snow shovel. Thankfully, I've got a nice two-stage snow thrower that I've been able to use. But, if you can't afford a snow thrower, snow blower, regardless, if you schedule your snow removal, going out there, not waiting until the full 14 inches falls is done falling, but you go out there and you do it, every couple hours, you're going to be much better off. Now, for those that use a snow blower, again, I've got a link to the article here. If you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, bring you to our blog. If you've been listening later on, again, just type up in the search bar, Snow Removal Tips 2024, and it will bring you to the blog post with the tips for snow removal, and then also for snow blowers. Now, as far as snow blowers, here's a couple of tips. Throw it far. Try to throw the snow as far as you can with your snow blower. This will create less work for the snow blower, as it won't have a heavier load of snow to deal with on subsequent passes. And that's what I've done. I've got my chute set up to throw it as far as I can. Out into the middle of the yard. And then the pattern I do, it makes sure that, my subsequent passes are all just straight snow, not snow that's already been thrown. Because snow that's already been thrown, it gets a little bit more compacted, is a little bit heavier, and then you've got, even more snow to throw. So when you do set up your snow thrower chute, make sure to try to throw it as far as you can. Next tip, I had this happen to me yesterday. Watch out for debris. Frozen newspapers, dog chains, and other debris can be lurking underneath the snow. Watch the area as you snowblow for anything that looks like debris and remove it before moving forward. Now, I was doing the front walkway here with my snow thrower, and right away I saw a dog chain and I quick stopped. And it's a good thing I did because the chain just got wrapped up a little bit into the snow thrower. I had to use some tin snips because I couldn't find my wire cutters. I had to grab some tin snips and snip the chain out of there. It was a, one of those cable chains. It wasn't like a chain. It was a cable, dog cable. But it's a good thing that I stopped when I did because it didn't wrap itself all the way around. It just got like once around the blades. So I was able to use the tin snips, cut it off, and pull it out, no problem. So definitely make sure you watch out for frozen newspapers, dog chains, and other debris because that could cause some serious damage to your snow thrower. If I had let that go for any longer, I would have been upset. I would have been just out of my mind angry. I thought that the dog chains were in the yard this fall. I thought we had put them like further out in the yard and away from the walkway, but apparently it didn't happen. It's a good thing that it happened the way it happened. So definitely watch out for debris. And the last tip I want to share with you, cool it. If your snowblower runs out of fuel halfway through, wait for the engine to cool down before filling the tank. Waiting at least 10 minutes for the engine to cool down can help prevent potential fires from gas spilling onto a hot engine. Now, the article, it talks about, think about it. You've been running your snowblower for, say, half hour, 40 minutes as you're out there, and it runs out of gas. Well, that engine is super hot, and usually the gas tank sits on top of that hot engine. So if you go to refill it, most of us are not like super precise when we, go to, and especially with the new fangled nozzles, that you got to push it in to pour it in. It's such a pain in the butt to do, but you're going to have some spillage. I mean, it happens. And just think about that gasoline spilling down the sides of that gas tank onto a hot engine. Now, there have been snowblower fires reported, so it's not an uncommon thing. Definitely wait for your snowblower to cool down for at least 10 minutes. Go inside, grab some hot cocoa, grab some hot coffee, take off your gloves, let your fingers warm up a little bit. And then go out and fill up the tank and finish what you need to do. Definitely let your engine cool down before you refill the tank. Now, be sure to check out both articles from the Family Handyman, the one for, those of you that just use a snow shovel. But then there are other tips, too, that will be helpful. Like I said, there is a recipe in there for making your own ice melter. So if you run out of ice melt salt, rock salt, there's a recipe in there on how to make your own ice melter using common household items. If you're using a snowblower or snow thrower, there's a bunch more tips. There's like 13 total tips. I've only shared three. So there's another 10 tips sitting there for you as far as using your snowblower safely to remove snow around your home. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you're staying warm. And if you're in the Midwest and you're in the area that's going to get dumped on, hey, I'm right with you. Stay warm, stay safe, and take to heart these tips on removing snow this weekend. So until next time. Take care.